Come, Lord Jesus, come, so fill our hearts and minds with the desire to know you more fully in this holy and hope-filled season of Advent. Amen. Waiting and hope come to mind as we begin this season of Advent. These four Sundays of Advent, Advent from the Latin Adventus, means coming. And with it, we begin a new liturgical season with Advent Blue and a new calendar year of readings. It is, in fact, a new year in the church. All of our prayers, our thoughts and activities during these days of December that lead up to the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ on December 24th are both consciously and subconsciously often connected to both waiting and hope. As a little boy growing up on Long Island, my German mother each year would purchase a new Advent calendar that was made in Germany. The calendar was carefully taped to the refrigerator, and each day at breakfast, either my sister or I had the privilege of opening the door for that day. And behind each door was an illustration of the season or a Christian symbol that pointed to the birth of Christ, that pointed to the incarnation. This was our very simple way of marking the days of Advent, of waiting, of focusing on the hope that with each opened door became another day closer. From today's reading from Jeremiah, we heard, "The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land." The prophet Isaiah, as he speaks these words and receives this word of the Lord, is actually locked up in prison. He is in prison when he uses this beautiful language that God has given him. In prison, we can expect that he himself was in a posture of waiting, a posture of hoping. About his physical release and about his coming to new life. And here God speaks to him because Jeremiah is listening. He's waiting for God's voice. And we get those powerful words of a new branch that will appear from the house of David. And I think most of us today, better than just 5 or 6 years ago, can appreciate what that branch image looks like because we've been inundated with ancestry.com. Some of us have done it. And we know what those family trees look like. And so here we have the prophet saying a new branch is going to come from this family, David. And it'll be a branch of justice, a branch of righteousness. And we know that it points to Christmas. It points to the words I will just give a little to you today. It points to what we will hear on Christmas Eve. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. And later, all went to their towns to be registered. Joseph to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. And it moves into the story of the birth of Christ. Yet we know for Jeremiah, this did not happen in his lifetime. The words that he prophesied were not words that he himself would get to witness in the first person. It was for him to wait. If there's one thing that people of our generation hate to do, is wait. Especially the younger. The younger you are, the less you are being trained to wait. We live in an age in American culture, and indeed throughout most of the developed world, where things have become faster and faster and faster. And we are encouraged, if not expected, to have instant gratification. We want an immediate response. We expect to be helped right away. We want high-speed internet access. And we want to know the news 24/7, even before it happens. This week, I had a major conversion experience. My wife and I had it together last Sunday. We left here, and I had a message, a text message from my wife: meet me at Verizon, we're getting the iPhones. A man committed to the BlackBerry for more than a decade now has an iPhone. Yes. And the amazing thing is just how amazing this thing is. And I have the 4, not the 5. Some of you probably have that one now. It's the 4 that they gave the special on. And what is amazing to me is that speed of this thing is incredible. How fast I can look things up. And the worst thing is, of course, I keep it by my bedside to charge, and it keeps me up because I'm constantly doing stuff on it, looking for things, looking things up, responding to people, all of those kinds of things. But the amazing thing as well is, as hard as I have looked, there is no app for God. You can't access God with your iPhone. You can access a lot of information about God, but you cannot access God. So with this in mind for all of us, how do we understand waiting on God? How do we wait on Jesus Christ? How do we wait to hear God speak to us in this season of Advent and beyond? Henry Nouwen has written, "A waiting person is a patient person." He writes, "The word patience means the willingness to stay where we are and live in the situation out to the full, in the belief that something hidden there will manifest itself to us. No matter what condition you find yourself in, as we begin this Advent, the promise of God is that God has a plan and a purpose for your life. That even in those times when you feel like God has left you, perhaps you feel that way today, God has not. This past week, I had a conversation, a phone call from a priest from another diocese who shared with me the very difficult time that he was presently experiencing. He also shared that his spiritual director had reminded him that God was still present when these bad things were taking place. He joked with me that he had actually hoped that God was on a break while these bad things were taking place, and that he would be right back to help him out. When we wait in these hard times, we wait with the knowledge that God is indeed present. We sang beautifully, this choir, O come, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with us, is the literal translation. That God is present in the moment and that's where we place our hope. Hear the words that we said in Psalm 25 together just moments ago. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. I put my trust in you. Let me not be humiliated, nor let my enemies triumph over me. To wait on God is to wait with hope. Because in the final analysis, God will never let you down. The people whom you encounter will often let you down. Those who are closest to you and love you will as well at times let you down. Your work, hobbies, and social activities will let you down. Institutions and government will let you down. The church will let you down. And even at times, I will let you down. However, God will never, in the end, let you down. Let Advent be a time in your life that you consciously decide to patiently wait on God with hope. Look forward to the celebration of the Christ child as a time that Jesus may come anew into your heart and into this community of faith at St. John's. Amen.